This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Linda, L-I-N-D-A, last name Culender, C-U-L-L-E-N-D-E-R. Her date of birth is September 14, 1943. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio, New Paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 80-year-old female does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to amlodipine, and she had rash from that. She is here for evaluation of possible hypercoagulable states since she has history of blood clots in the atrium. Symptoms, she says she feels fine. She does not have any symptoms at this point. Her history goes back to last few years. She has history of coronary artery disease. She also has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She has non-rheumatic aortic valve and mitral valve insufficiency. Also history of hypertension. The patient was also diagnosed to have autoimmune hepatitis by Dr. Wan, and she has been started on Imuran, that is azathioprine, T-H-I-A-thioprine, P-R-I-N-E, by a rheumatologist. She's on several other medications. She has history of atrial thrombus, and she has been previously on Eliquis and Xarelto. Now she is on warfarin. The patient recently had left atrial appendage and amulate, A-M-U-L-A-T-E, placed in. She also had cardioversion done in the past. With Coumadin, her INR recently was 3.5. New paragraph, she also has history of hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. She is on supplement. New paragraph, physical exam, she is 80-year-old, 5'3", tall, weighing 133, blood pressure 153/77. She is normocephalic, IZNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis, diagnosis 1, coronary artery disease, diagnosis 2, atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, diagnosis 3, hypothyroidism, diagnosis 4, history of autoimmune hepatitis. New paragraph. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and check her for any hypercoagulable states such as protein C, S, or antithrombin 3 deficiency, factor 5 mutations, Leiden mutations, factor 5 Leiden mutations, and cardiolipin syndrome. Once available, we could make further recommendations. Because of the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, as such, she may be at high risk for blood clots anyways. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Linda Culender, C-U-L-L-E-N-D-E-R. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio and Dr. Bango, P-A-N-G-O-O-E. Thank you.